This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The show, sponsored by Straight Realty, your St. Louis area experts. Why pay more than four? 314-441-4444.
This is the show on KMOX. Chris Ronji, Amy Mark Scores, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You can follow us on Twitter, at the show. KMOX. Obviously, we're all on there. If you want to go to that, just one place you can connect with all of us. Pick on Ronji if you like. That's okay. He likes that. He likes when people mess with him on Twitter.
It's fine.
He's got the little Elon Musk thing going. You just like want the attention.
Without the billions.
Well, yeah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is the billions.
I'd rather have the billions.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this. This is kind of a baseball story, but not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, its origins are with the San Francisco Giants and their manager, Gabe Kapler. After the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, he described on his own blog, which is interesting because we have a major league manager that has his own website and a place where he actually regularly communicates with the public about non-sports things. He's just not there talking about strategies and baseball stuff. He's there talking about health, and he's big into men's health and exercise and obviously in diet. He's, 50-something years old, and he looks like he's 30. You know, I mean,
he's 0%.
Yeah, I mean, he's in great shape and all that. But that's what he normally uses the blog for. But what he decided now, he was having a hard time dealing with what he's seeing in the shootings that we've all been talking about and being okay with being a part of the national anthem because he doesn't like the direction that we as a country are heading and the fact that we can't come together to fix something that seems so simple. So he decided that I'm just going to stay in the clubhouse. He announced this on his own blog. I'm just going to stay in the clubhouse. It doesn't feel right to me. It's my way of basically making a point. But he suspended that practice for Memorial Day, specifically because Memorial Day is about remembering sacrifice, and those sacrifices are what allow us to have that voice, to be able to make that statement. And what I liked about that, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it,
was... To clarify, he suspended his protest. He came out on Memorial Day.
Yes. Yeah. So he stopped the protest, and he said, for this day, because of these reasons, I'm going to be out there, and we're going to honor those guys because I want to make sure people aren't misinterpreting my message or whatever. I love the nuance. I love the fact that you don't have to be all in or all out. I love the fact that it's not, well, you know what? If I'm going to be true to the statement I'm going to make, I got to do it every day. You can have flexibility in how you treat these things and stay consistent and stay logical. And I really like that about Kapler. And I'm not criticizing anybody else who has made their voice known in a very particular way. But what he's doing, I think, will have more of an impact.
Yes.
Because you're probably going to turn off fewer people by showing that there's some nuance to your views.
Yeah, it may not, and it probably won't change a lot of minds as far as the substance of what he's protesting or what he's trying to draw attention to. But it does disarm And if it doesn't disarm for you, then you're not paying attention. The argument that he is being anti-military, he's disrespecting military, because he very clearly said, I'm not doing this on Memorial Day because I respect the soldiers and respect people who have given their lives for this country. So out of respect for them, I'm going to suspend this for today. So it should effectively disarm all of that. Now, I don't know if this is going to have any long-lasting effects. Probably not. No. I don't know how many minds you're going to change. I think there are people who are dug in on this. And then they believe, look, this is what I think about guns. This is what I think about this situation. And I'm not changing my mind on this. But at least as far as what he's doing, I appreciate the thoughtfulness of it. I appreciate that he believes in something strongly, but he's also and did take a break from it to say very specifically and clearly, I also appreciate the men and women who serve, which was, I think, a really important thing that he did on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate the nuance and the thoughtfulness of it. And like you said, it is a way to disarm by saying, I'm going to come out for the national anthem on Memorial Day because I'm recognizing the sacrifice that these men and women have made. Personally, because the issue of the national anthem is so fraught right now, because it has become part of the culture wars, if I wanted to raise awareness and also persuade, because it's obvious his intention is not to offend. His intention is not to be belligerent. He, went out there with the nuance on Memorial Day. It seems like he wants to persuade. He wants to win people over. If that were my goal, I almost at this point would not do anything regarding the national anthem. I wouldn't make my statement. Now, whether he stays in the clubhouse or not, that's his prerogative. But I wonder if something like saying, I'm going to start every press conference with a phrase or something, and maybe Major League Baseball wouldn't let him do that, but something that would be separate from the national anthem, which has become a culture war, and then said, every press conference, I'm going to start with, you know, this 30-second spiel. And in that way, try to persuade people, but also apply pressure, like you're putting visible pressure, because that would get picked up in the newspapers, that every press conference, every time he spoke, he started with this. That would put pressure, or could put pressure, public pressure on politicians.
To me, I read his blog posts, and obviously they're thoughtful, and he does want change, and he is trying to put that conversation forward. But the way he described his decision was, it didn't feel right. I'm sitting there listening to this, we're doing this, but yet we as a country cannot figure out what, again, would seem to be a fairly simple thing. How do we protect kids in schools?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's what it's essentially about. What I think is important for all of us to understand is we don't get to use the anthem or the military as a shield. That's not okay. You don't get to say, well, this thing means, let's say because it's the anthem, you're disrespecting the military. No, you're not. The anthem's not just for soldiers and sailors and Marines and pilots. The anthem is for every single American. It's not written as just a way to honor people that are serving. We do that. We should do that. Obviously, we should take way better care of the people that serve in the military.
Oh, definitely.
Both active duty and retired. We should, as a nation, we should be taking so much better care of them than we do. But we spend more money on their equipment than we do on the humans, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have solutions to every problem, but I think that would be a very helpful thing. So I think we do owe it to them to take care of them and to pay attention, to thank them when we can. But don't use them as a shield. Don't say you can't do this during this song because now it's offensive to them. That's not the point. And it never was the point. And that's it's a song that was written, or a song that has been adopted for every American. We all sing it. You're singing it first person. Or if you don't sing it, that's fine too. But the point is, it's not about one group of people. It's about everyone. It's about 300 plus million people is what that song is for.
I think typically what happens, and the reason there's so much pushback when people are protesting through the anthem, they're using that as a vehicle to get their message out, whether it's Kaepernick or him else is sat and all up. I think what's really happening there is people just don't want to have that conversation. So there probably are some who feel, they're military, they feel disrespected, like it's about them, but it isn't about them.
And they were, honestly, by the way, they were split on that issue too. Remember, there were some polling.
Yeah, there weren't all. It wasn't all military. Yeah, it was the special forces guy who told him.
Right.
Told Kaepernick.
But they did some polling during the whole Kaepernick thing, and it was almost 50-50 amongst like active duty. Some of them were like, "Yeah, I don't like that." Others were like, "That's not. You know, that's okay. This is why I serve."
Right.
You know,
right. Kind of because there were people, and there was the one guy who said, "Look, it would sit better with us if you weren't sitting, maybe take a knee instead."
Right, right.
You know, so, and he followed that because he wanted to be respectful of it. But I think that the larger issue is you just have a lot of people that don't want to have that conversation, whatever the conversation is, if it's police brutality, if it's guns are way too available to the wrong kinds of people. I think there are just a large part of the population that just doesn't want to have that discussion. They want to get past it and move on to something else.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you guys did bring up that it is split among the military. I get tired of speaking of people, groups of people, whatever the grouping may be, as if they're a monolith,
yeah.
And they're just not. And, you know, you personalize it, and I know my grandpa, who fought in World War II, he would probably find it offensive to kneel, and I know there are other veterans who don't. So, you know, you have to kind of take it person by person and understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad hated it. But one of my best friends is active duty right now, and he's like, no, it's perfectly good. That's exactly what people should do.
We got to be empathetic with everyone.
Yeah. And allow for the fact that, like you guys said, you can't just group all people together and say they are this. They're not. And that's kind of what I like about Gabe Kapler showing some nuance. Mm-hmm. That it's not everybody's viewpoint is the same, and you can adjust and you can make sure that you're allowing for all of it. All right, Chris Ranji, Amy Markscores, Kevin Wheeler. This is the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The show, sponsored by Straight Realty, your St. Louis area experts. Why pay more than four? 314-441-4444.
This is the show on KMOX. Chris Ron, Jamie Mark Scores, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You can follow us on Twitter at the show KMOX. Obviously, we're all on there. If you want to go to that, just one place you can connect with all of us. Pick on Ranji if you like. That's okay. He likes that.
Yeah.
He likes when people mess with him on Twitter.
It's fine.
He's got the little Elon Musk thing going. You just like want the attention.
Without the billions.
Well, yeah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is the billions.
I'd rather have the billions.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, we were talking about this. This is kind of a baseball story, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, its origins are with the San Francisco Giants and their manager, Gabe Kapler. After the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, he described on his own blog, which is interesting because we have a major league manager that has his own website and a place where he actually regularly communicates with the public about non-sports things. He's just not there talking about strategies and baseball stuff. He's there talking about health, and he's big into men's health and exercise and obviously in diet. He's, 50-something years old, and he looks like he's 30. You know, I mean,
he's 0%.
Yeah,
I think he's
in great shape and all that. But that's what he normally uses the blog for. But what he decided now, he was having a hard time dealing with what he's seeing in the shootings that we've all been talking about. and being okay with being a part of the national anthem because he doesn't like the direction that we as a country are heading and the fact that we can't come together to fix something that seems so simple. So he decided that I'm just going to stay in the clubhouse. He announced this on his own blog. I'm just going to stay in the clubhouse. It doesn't feel right to me. It's my way of basically making a point. But he suspended that practice for Memorial Day, specifically because Memorial Day is about remembering sacrifice, and those sacrifices are what allow us to have that voice, to be able to make that statement. And what I liked about that, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it,
to
was...
To clarify, he suspended his protest. He came out on Memorial Day.
Right, yes. Yeah. So he stopped the protest, and he said, for this day, because of these reasons, I'm going to be out there, and we're going to honor those guys because I want to make sure people aren't misinterpreting my message or whatever. I love the nuance. I love the fact that you don't have to be all in or all out. I love the fact that it's not, well, you know what? If I'm going to be true to the statement I'm going to make, I got to do it every day. You can have flexibility in how you treat these things and stay consistent and stay logical. And I really like that about Kapler. And I'm not criticizing anybody else who has made their voice known in a very particular way. But what he's doing, I think, will have more of an impact.
Yes.
Because you're probably going to turn off fewer people by showing that there's some nuance to your views.
Yeah, it may not, and it probably won't change a lot of minds as far as the substance of what he's protesting or what he's trying to draw attention to. But it does disarm. And if it doesn't disarm for you, then you're not paying attention. The argument that he is being anti-military, he's disrespecting military, because he very clearly said, I'm not doing this on Memorial Day because I respect the soldiers and respect people who have given their lives for this country. So out of respect for them, I'm going to suspend this for today. So it should effectively disarm all of that. Now, I don't know if this is going to have any long-lasting effects. Probably not. No. I don't know how many minds you're going to change. I think there are people who are dug in on this, and then they believe, look, this is what I think about guns, this is what I think about this situation, and I'm not changing my mind on this. But at least as far as what he's doing, I appreciate the thoughtfulness of it. I appreciate that he believes in something strongly, but he's also, and did, take a break from it to say very specifically and clearly, I also appreciate the men and women who serve, which was, I think, a really important thing that he did on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate the nuance and the thoughtfulness of it. And like you said, it is a way to disarm by saying, I'm going to come out for the national anthem on Memorial Day because I'm recognizing the sacrifice that these men and women have made. Personally, because the issue of the national anthem is so fraught right now, because it has become part of the culture wars, if I wanted to raise awareness and also persuade, because it's obvious his intention is not to offend. His intention is not to be belligerent. He went out there with the nuance on Memorial Day. It seems like he wants to persuade. He wants to win people over. If that were my goal, I almost at this point would not do anything regarding the national anthem. I wouldn't make my statement. Now, whether he stays in the clubhouse or not, that's his prerogative. But I wonder if something like saying, I'm going to start every press conference with a phrase or something, and maybe Major League Baseball wouldn't let him do that, but something that would be separate from the national anthem, which has become a culture war, and then said, every press conference, I'm going to start with, you know, this 30-second spiel. And in that way, try to persuade people, but also apply pressure, like you're putting visible pressure, because that would get picked up in the newspapers, that every press conference, every time he spoke, he started with this. That would put pressure, or could put pressure, public pressure on politicians.
To me, I read his blog posts, and obviously they're thoughtful, and he does want change, and he is trying to put that conversation forward. But the way he described his decision was, it didn't feel right. I'm sitting there listening to this, we're doing this, but yet we as a country cannot figure out what, again, would seem to be a fairly simple thing. How do we protect kids in schools?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's what it's essentially about. What I think is important for all of us to understand is we don't get to use the anthem or the military as a shield. That's not okay. You don't get to say, well, this thing means, let's say because it's the anthem, you're disrespecting the military. No, you're not. The anthem's not just for soldiers and sailors and Marines and pilots. The anthem is for every single American. It's not written as just a way to honor people that are serving. We do that. We should do that. Obviously, we should take way better care of the people that serve in the military.
Oh, definitely.
Both active yes. duty and retired. We should, as a nation, we should be taking so much better care of them than we do. But we spend more money on their equipment than we do on the humans, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have solutions to every problem, but I think that would be a very helpful thing. So I think we do owe it to them to take care of them and to pay attention, to thank them when we can. But don't use them as a shield. Don't say you can't do this during this song because now it's offensive to them. That's not the point. And it never was the point. And you know, that's it's a song that was written or a song that has been adopted for every American. We all sing it. You're singing it first person. Or if you don't sing it, that's fine too. But the point is, it's not about one group of people. It's about everyone. It's about 300 plus million people is what that song is for.
I think typically what happens, and the reason there's so much pushback when people are protesting through the anthem, they're using that as a vehicle to get their message out, whether it's Kaepernick or him else is sat and all up. I think what's really happening there is people just don't want to have that conversation. So it's, yeah, there probably are some who feel, you know, they're military, they feel disrespected, like mm-hmm. it's about them, but it isn't about them.
And they were split on that issue too. Remember, there were some polling.
Yeah, there weren't all. It wasn't all military. Yeah, it was the special forces guy who told him told Kaepernick.
But they did
a long
some. They did
time
some
ago.
Polling at, like during the whole Kaepernick thing, and it was almost 50-50 amongst like active duty.
Yeah,
because some of them were like, "Yeah, I don't like that." Others were like, "That's not, you know, that's okay. This is why I serve."
Because there were people, and there was the one guy who said, "Look, it would sit better with us if you weren't sitting, maybe take a knee instead."
Right.
You know, so, and he followed that because he wanted to be respectful of it. But I think that the larger issue is you just have a lot of people that don't want to have that conversation, whatever the conversation is, if it's police brutality, if it's guns are way too available to the wrong kinds of people. I think there are just a large part of the population that just doesn't want to have that discussion. They want to get past it and move on to something else.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you guys did bring up that it is split among the military. I get tired of speaking of people, groups of people, whatever the grouping may be, as if they're a monolith, and they're just not. And, you know, you personalize it, and I know my grandpa, who fought in World War II, he would probably find it offensive to kneel, and I know there are other veterans who don't. So, you know, you have to kind of take it person by person and understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad hated it. But one of my best friends is active duty right now. And he's like, no, it's perfectly good. That's exactly what people should do.
We got to be empathetic with everyone.
Yeah. And allow for the fact that, like you guys said, you can't just group all people together and say they are this. They're not. And that's kind of what I like about Gabe Kapler showing some nuance. Mm-hmm. That it's not everybody's viewpoint is the same. And you can adjust and you can make sure that you're allowing for all of it. All right. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, scores Kevin Wheeler. This is the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.